Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And it's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard. And I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy.
That's Tom Petty. For breaking her. His Heartbreakers bringing us back. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Mark Babbitt's our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, CEO and founder of U-Turn, co-author of A War Gone Social, How Companies Must Adapt to Survive. Boy, howdy, is that ever true? And Mark, you're still out there plying that trade and helping people make the shift into the 21st century. And one of the groups you're doing that with is academia, and trying to help them come into the 21st century. Good luck with that, by the way. And it's a yeoman's job. I need a website, though, please, before we go further.
For career issues, please visit uturn.com, uturn.com. For leadership and change management, switchandshift.com.
All right, so check those out, and the book, again, A War Gone Social. You'll thank me later for telling you about it. Hey, Mark, we talked earlier about what you call the big lie, which is the advice that we've been given over the last several generations about what we needed to do to find employment and have a good life, and how that's changing. And it's one of the reasons it's changing is because of the pace of change, right? Change isn't different. It's the velocity of change that's happening. And of course, it's been a long time gone that you could start working for a company and in your 20s and retire with them. Those days are pretty much gone. But I asked you a question earlier. I said, part of this equation is academia. And I said, how are they doing in helping you redefine the instructions for people? And you said they weren't doing very well.
Well, it's so funny how certain industries that we all count on in our daily lives are resisting the change, resisting the transition that's required to move from industrial age business practices to the social age, where managers are more mentors. And they're certainly more leaders than how we learn to be, I'm using air quotes, managers.
Yeah.
And it affects every aspect of our business, from mom and pops all the way up to higher education and other major industries. It's just a different world out there. And it, as you said, it has changed so fast. The industrial age was around for 100 or so years. And since the industrial age started to end, now we've had the information age, then the digital age, now the social age. I mean, we've had three different ages in the last 20 years.
Right, exactly.
And so it makes it really hard to keep up.
Another way of thinking of it is the compression of models. When you and I were pups, you could create an innovation and dine out on it for a year, maybe five. But until the next model came along, you had to create a new model. Well, these days, the compression of time between models is what's taking our breath away, isn't it? I mean, from you learn one thing and then you think, well, okay, I can dine out on that for a year or so, and actually, you got about three months, maybe.
Well, and here, just to make it worse, Jim, it seems as though our loyalties are dependent on a certain technology or a certain platform.
They're giving us new expectations. Is why.
Right. And here's the deal. It isn't, the social age isn't about technology. It isn't about specific applications. It's about how we communicate on a human-to-human level with each other. And social, digital, allows us to do that on a much, much, much bigger stage than most of us are used to. Mm-hmm. And some of these old-school industries, they just haven't picked that up yet. And so when you think about insurance, healthcare, public utilities and higher education.
Oh yeah,
they're a little behind the eight ball.
Well, there's One of the things that makes me believe that higher education still doesn't get it is when I drive around or when I hear about this school or that school building more dorms. Now, when we all know that every time I turn around, I talk to a student who's taken an online class. They haven't even met the professor, maybe the first day, and they're taking their tests online or whatever. And I'm thinking, what does that have to do with dormitories? Am I wrong about that, Mark? Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. And here's the deal. 71% of students said they never want to live in a dormitory, ever.
But for some reason, these administrators, the dorm, those buildings are, that's their legacy, right? I mean, that's what they still think. They need to be rising up out of the ground with these monoliths.
Right. Well, it's also, don't forget those dorms are also a measure of control, which is really, when you think about it, Jim, control is the basis of most industrial age practices.
That's right. Right? That's right.
We were
back to that leader, back to that leadership versus leaders versus drivers you talked about earlier.
Right, right. And again, business school mentors, our predecessors in business, that's what it was all about, right? It was all about compliance and conformity. It wasn't about creativity. It wasn't about communication. And it's just a huge transition to make.
Well, good luck out there with what you're trying to do with them. I know you're talking to them and trying to help them come into the 21st century. I'm afraid we need more Mark Babbitts than there are to accomplish this. I need a website again, please.
SwitchandShift.com is the best way to get a hold of me to talk about leadership issues.
All right, so check it out, SwitchandShift.com. Hey, Mark, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. Anytime.
We'll see you next time. Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.